Some people leave the town that raised them, and some stay long enough to change it. In a place where everybody knows your name, one local woman learned patience, grit, and beauty. She polished her craft in quiet corners, collected 12 national design awards, and came home carrying more than just success. She isn't launching jewelry. She is revealing something deeper. Pieces shaped by memory, by resilience, by everything the people around her helped her become. It's simple, but not ordinary. But when it arrives, you'll know it was always meant to be here. Coming soon, Lindsay Jane at K. John's Jewelry Company.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones made it clear at the league meeting Tuesday that the team has long-term plans for receiver George Pickens in Dallas. Pickens received their franchise tag this offseason. Broncos head coach Sean Payton also revealed that quarterback Bo Nix is expected to be cleared for OTAs in June following his ankle injury during the playoffs. Elsewhere, Alabama quarterback Ty Simpson has scheduled pre-draft visits with the Cardinals, Browns, and Dolphins, according to NFL Network insiders Ian Rappaport and Mike Garafolo. Simpson also had a private workout with the Jets. And Miami quarterback Carson Beck is scheduled to visit with the Cardinals, Dolphins, and Steelers, also according to Rappaport and Garofolo. Beck also had a meeting and dinner with the Jets last week. Plus, the Seahawks will be featured on this year's season of Hard Knocks on HBO. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Thinking about starting weight loss treatment? GoodRx is here to help. We offer FDA-approved GLP-1 medications prescribed by licensed providers, including the Wegovy tablet, with straightforward pricing and pickup at your local pharmacy or delivery to your door. All from America's number one prescription app. Go to GoodRx.com/weightloss to get started. GoodRx is not insurance. Cancel anytime. Number one prescription app ranked by a third-party study.
Sunny here from the Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles, across the street from the Boot Barn. My dad raised me to understand that capitalism creates freedom. Charity comes from churches and community, not government. Running a small business in California is tough, but I'm thankful for this wonderful community and appreciate your support of the Floral Parlor. Stop buying expired grocery store flowers and see the difference in design and longevity. Make someone's day. Send flowers with no delivery charge when you mention KPRL. Hope to see you soon at the Floral Parlor.
The savings are warming up at your Camping and Clothing headquarters for the North County D&J Camping and Clothing. 20% off Wrangler men's and women's Pearl Snap shirts. Wolverine boots 20% off. And at D&J, you'll find rattlesnake-proof gaiters and chaps, along with all the camping gear, including tents and sleeping bags and all the accessories. Don't forget, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, April 1st, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Georgia Brown Parent Teacher Organization to host Silent Auction Fundraiser. Weed abatement season for Templeton CSD area. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the upper 60s. It's 53 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Georgia Brown Parent Teacher Organization, or PTO, is inviting the community to its second annual silent auction Friday, April 17th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at Studios in the Park. The event, Let's Bloom Together, serves as a fundraiser to support students at Georgia Brown Dual Immersion. The prizes have been donated by generous local businesses and community supporters. Auction items include a one-hour helicopter ride over the Central Coast, a private plane tour with Mayor John Hammond, a three-night Lake Nacimiento vacation retreat, wine country tours and tastings, concert tickets to Ringo Starr and his all-star band, and more. Guests will enjoy live music, delicious charcuterie, an open bar, and tastings from the Paso Robles Culinary Arts Academy. Tickets are available now online and are just under $18 per guest. The Paso Robles Rec Foundation has announced the 2026 summer concert lineup, kicking off Thursday, June 11th. Concerts will take place at 6 p.m. in the Paso Robles Downtown City Park gazebo through August 20th, with no concert taking place July 23rd. Sponsorships are still available for local businesses. The lineup includes Mini Nova, Molly Ringwald Project, Monty Mills and the Lucky Horseshoe Band, and more, with genres ranging from rock, pop, country, reggae, and classics. Refreshments will be made available for purchase during concerts. Net proceeds benefit the Paso Robles Rec Foundation, whose mission is to enhance parks and recreation opportunities in the city of Paso Robles. More information and the full concert lineup can be found on the city of Paso Robles website. Weed abatement season for Templeton CSD area. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The Templeton CSD is reminding residents of the upcoming 2026 weed abatement season. Now is the time to begin planning for the removal of weeds around your property, the CSD says. CSD advises property owners to start early. Weeds become a fire hazard as the weather turns warm, and a good rule of thumb would be to have this work finished by the end of April, the CSD says. All properties within CSD boundaries must be cleared of all combustible vegetation, such as dead leaves, brush, and tree limbs by May 1st, and maintained through November 30th. Property owners must also remove excess trash, wood, and other combustibles from their property to keep a fire-safe environment. More information about weed abatement requirements can be found on the Templeton CSD's website. San Luis Obispo County, for the 13th year in a row, has been recognized with the Distinguished Budget Presentation Award. This award is given by the Government Finance Officers Association, recognizing the county's commitment to transparency, accountability, and excellence in financial planning. The County Executive Office says this recognition was evaluated against nationally recognized guidelines and demonstrated proficiency in its criteria. Criteria asks for coherent statements of strategic goals and strategies, priorities and issues, and budget overview, among others. Assistant Chief Executive Officer Lisa Howe said this recognition reflects our commitment to responsible stewardship of public resources. A Cal Poly graduate and NASA astronaut will be part of the crew of Artemis II, the first manned mission to orbit the moon since 1972. Victor Glover graduated from Cal Poly in 1999 and went on to join the Navy, earn his naval aviator wings, get a master's degree in flight test engineering, and would eventually become an astronaut for NASA in 2013. The Artemis II mission will send astronauts on increasingly difficult missions to explore more of the moon for scientific discovery, economic benefits, and build on foundations for the first crewed missions to Mars, according to NASA's website. The crews will be testing the Orion spacecraft's life support systems and lay the groundwork for future Artemis missions. Launch is expected to count down today at 6:24 p.m. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Guardians 4-1, the Giants over the Padres 9-3, the Angels shut out the Cubs 2-0, the Athletics beat the Braves 5-2, the Yankees shut out the Mariners 5-0. Tonight, the Athletics will face the Braves, the Angels will go against the Cubs, the Dodgers will face the Guardians, the Giants will go against the Padres, the Yankees will face the Mariners. In the NBA yesterday, The Trailblazers beat the Clippers 114-104. Lakers over the Cavaliers 127-113. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Spurs. The Kings will go against the Raptors. In California news, the San Francisco International Airport has decided to change its rules regarding plane arrivals, no longer allowing two planes to be landing at the same time on its parallel runways. The FAA cites safety concerns for this change, but was not triggered by the latest deadly crash on the runway of New York's LaGuardia Airport in March. This will reduce the SFO's planned arrivals from 54 per hour to 36. A California woman who was deported earlier this year has returned to the U.S. after a judge ordered her return. Mexican citizen Maria de Jesus Estrada Juarez was brought into the U.S. when she was a teenager and was allowed to stay for years under the DACA program. She was removed, however, after an immigration hearing from a 1998 order for her deportation, which her lawyer argues wasn't final. Governor Gavin Newsom has signed an executive order that seeks to place limits on artificial intelligence. The order says that AI companies seeking to do business in the state will need to certify their systems include safeguards against illegal content, harmful bias, and potential civil rights violations. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Consumer interest in both protein and fiber have put several of the pulse crops in the spotlight, but the supply continues to keep up with that growing demand. While speaking on the Growing Pulse Crops podcast, Marlena Bursch says the headline for this marketing year's pulse crop is high yields and a rise in global supply.
Like almost all commodity markets this year, it's a year marked by unusually good yields and supplies. And I think what's very unusual to me is we have, in some cases, record yields both in the northern and the southern hemisphere. That doesn't happen very often. So from a Canadian point of view, just to start with peace, our production was up probably by about 30%. That's a huge increase. And that was both based on acreage increases, because we have had several years of reasonably good prices on pulses, and yield increases. So you had a bang on both sides. So supply, I would say, was about up about 30%. At the same time, global production is also up, and I would say by about 11-12%.
Bursch said production for chickpeas and lentils have followed similar trends as peas this past year.
Ranchers, mark your calendar for the 5th annual Pitchfork Charlet Bull Sale coming up on Saturday, April 4th, 1 o'clock at Loma Livestock, Loma, Colorado. Selling a select group of high-quality Charlet bulls built for performance in pounds on the ground in tough country, plus registered open heifers and Charlet cross pairs, featuring sons of LT Affinity 6221 and more. Now, bulls qualify for Superior's Progressive Genetics Program. You can view the catalog at pitchforkcharlet.com or bid online at cattleusa.com.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
I'm Tim Hamrich, and this has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Learn more at aginfo.net.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
KPRL News continues at 8:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paz Robles Airport. Pam Maroney, founder and former CEO of Maroney Bioinnovations, now ProFarm Group, shared her insights on biological pesticides or biologicals in a recent interview with Ag Alert. Maroney said she believes that by 2040, biologicals will be more widely used than traditional pesticides on farms. It all comes down to education, said Maroney, who is an entomologist by training. The products are there. There's good science behind them. There's plenty of registered products and more coming every day. She noted there are just 9 new chemical active ingredients awaiting approval by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, whereas there are about 70 biologicals awaiting EPA approval. The innovation in biologicals is huge, Maroney said. We're going to have tons of registered products, so it's about bridging the gap between products registered and how to use them on the farm. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. CHP reports that there is a traffic hazard right now on the US 101 South Spring Street off-ramp here in Paso Robles. CHP says that a vehicle is stopped in the right-hand shoulder with the passenger outside of it. This was first reported at about 8:10 this morning. CHP has a unit at the scene. Again, CHP reported there is a traffic hazard on the US 101 South Spring Street off-ramp on-ramp here in Paso Robles. CHP has a unit at the scene. No further information is available at this time. Otherwise, no reports of traffic accidents or hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-60s. Southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the mid-40s. West-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs right around 70. West-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, sunny on Tuesday, partly cloudy on Wednesday. Mid-70s Friday, mid-80s Saturday, low 80s on Sunday, upper 70s Monday and Tuesday, 75 a week from today. Currently, it is 52 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane, coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. Cape Hero News Time is 8:23.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are gaining. Investors are encouraged by President Trump signaling the U.S. will be leaving Iran soon. The president talks to the nation tonight. U.S. crude, West Texas Intermediate, is at $98 a barrel. Brent crude at $100, both down from recent highs. Manufacturing activity picked up in March. The ISM reading came in at 52.7. That suggests an improvement from February. However, companies are are reporting they've been paying higher prices. Payroll processing company ADP says private employers created 62,000 new jobs last month, more than forecast. Retail sales rose 3.5% in the year ending in February, a stronger than expected report. Today is the 50th birthday for Apple. Shares are narrowly higher. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda, invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013, 800-444-2013, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Red Scooter Deli on 6th Street has a patio that you need to check out. Enjoy your favorite Red Scooter breakfast or lunch on the cozy heated patio. Order in person or online. Check out Red Scooter's Grab and Go stock daily with wide selection. Red Scooter Deli serving you fresh food for over 16 years. Red Scooter Deli is at 711 6th Street next to the Pet Center with tons of parking. Go to redscooterdeli.com, open 6:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. Use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
For all your computer needs, whether you're starting out or you need an upgrade or you have some questions or some issues, Knology Computer has been serving the North County for over 17 years. Located at 1740 Spring Street, Suite C, you can go to KnowledgeComputers.com or call them 805-226-5200 for Knology Computers.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service, at affordable prices. Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. By the early 1880s, men were getting wealthy in the cattle industry. Hearing about this possible wealth, on April 1, 1883, a European gentleman arrived in the Dakota Territory to get into the cattle industry. But it wasn't as easy as he thought. Here about the money people were acquiring while dealing in cattle, on April 1, 1883, a French nobleman by the name of Marquis de Moray came to the Dakota Territory, acquired 45,000 acres of land, and prepared himself for acquiring more wealth. I say more wealth because he had with him $3 million. Now, $3 million in 1883 is the equivalent of $52 million today. The first thing he did was to establish his own town, which he named Medora after his wife. So that he and his wife could live in the style to which he had become accustomed, de Moray built a 26-room mansion. De Moray's idea was to operate packing plants in Dakota and transport the meat instead of live cattle. In addition, he would use the waste products from the packing plants to make fertilizer. De Moray built a large packing plant and arranged to have ice available every 100 miles along the railroad. His idea was working, but then he ran into his first problem. Not being familiar with the customs of the West, he found it easier to keep track of his cattle if they were fenced in. So he strung barbed wire. And war it was. During a conflict, a shooting occurred, and de Moray killed a man. The next thing he knew, he was in jail facing murder charges. We're going to have to leave de Moray in jail until the next time we're together. But I can tell you, jail was the least of his problems. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
You're invited to attend the Easter Sunrise Service at Chapel Hill in Chandon, 6 a.m. this Sunday. Come celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ at an ecumenical service that welcomes everyone and includes speakers from multiple denominations. Dress warmly and bring a pocket flashlight. Easter Sunrise Service this Sunday, 6 a.m. at the beautiful Chapel Hill in Chandon.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The Paso Robles Rec Foundation has announced the 2026 summer concert lineup, kicking off Thursday, June 11th. Concerts will take place at 6 p.m. each day in the Paso Robles City Park gazebo through August 20th. No concert will be held July 23rd. Information and the full concert lineup can be found on the City of Paso Robles website. The Templeton CSD is reminding residents of the upcoming 2026 weed abatement season. CSD says that all properties within the boundaries must be cleared of all combustible vegetation, such as dead leaves, brush, and tree limbs by May 1st, and maintained through November 30th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 60s, it's 52 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
This is a Fox News Alert. I'm CJ Papa. That's what it sounds like outside the U.S. Supreme Court. Well, inside, President Trump, the first ever sitting president to listen to oral arguments. U.S. Solicitor General John Sauer argues for the government.
The clause thus does not extend citizenship to the children of temporary visa holders or illegal aliens.
Unlike the newly freed slaves, those visitors lack direct and immediate allegiance to the United States.
A decision from the justices expected in June. President Trump addressed the nation about the conflict in Iran 9 p.m. Eastern. Earlier, posting on Truth Social, Iran's new president asked in the U.S. for a ceasefire. The president writing, "We will consider when the Strait of Hormuz is open, free, and clear. Until then, we are blasting Iran into oblivion, or as they say, back to the Stone Ages." America's listening to Fox News.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
Looking for the perfect getaway without going too far? Experience the beauty of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, recently named Gold for the Best Paso Robles Hotel and Best Resort in the 2026 Central Coast Best Award. Enjoy peaceful vineyard views, elegant rooms, and the welcoming atmosphere locals love at Cello Restaurant and Bar. Discover award-winning cocktails recognized with silver for the best specialty cocktails. For a memorable stay or staycation right here in Paso Robles, book your visit at Allegretto Vineyard Resort today.
Well, Rich London, it's spring. If I need a mattress, why should I spring into the mattress specialist?
If you look around, you're going to see mattresses everywhere in this store.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
They are stacked up almost to the ceiling, and I'm not kidding. And they're all on sale right now because I've got too much stock and I need to move it. So come on down quick and save big.
Enjoy the special springtime savings at the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Clouds today for the most part, highs in the upper 60s. Clouds tonight and overnight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. And then clouds and sunshine mixed in on your Thursday. Highs should be in the low 70s, and we'll get a little bit warmer on your Good Friday with highs in the mid to upper 70s. For Saturday, mid 80s. Easter Sunday, low 80s, sunny, and then mid-70s Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. Today's UV index will be 8 up and down, 6:50 a.m., 7:25 p.m. We are at 52 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, you heard about Slow Cog. It's come up this morning, but also they want to tax us. And that will be on the ballot. Well, Attorney Chuck Bell, he'll be discussing the Slow Cog tax and other legal issues impacting the county and the state. That's all this afternoon with Karen, 12:30 till 2 here on The Right Choice. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing. Same day, 24/7, they'll be there. We are on the backstretch headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text that, of course. You know that by now. 238-KPRL to get in on this freedom of speech. Don't run from it. One of the greatest intros and greatest songs of all time, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. All right, every time I hear it, I got to say it. This is one of the songs that I could hear every single day. Chris, could you hear a song every single day? I probably have asked you that before.
It kind of goes in and out, so I guess technically not, because there comes a time where I get sick of hearing the same song every single day after I listen to it every single day.
So will you burn it out for life?
Not for life, but for a while.
Okay. All right, well, there's just a couple. Anyway, let's see here, folks. Let's go to the phone line. That's the most important thing. Hi, good morning.
Hey, you know, you're right about that song. When we got married, I told my wife, that is on my approved country western music list.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
That song that you just played, Heard It in a Love Song, that is one I told my wife when we got married that I had a very short list of approved country music, and that was on that list.
For your wedding?
Yeah, I said, that's okay, you can play that one. That's on my approved country western music list. You can play that. You can play Marshall Tucker Band.
Do you remember what else a country song was on your approved list and the approval of your wife?
Well, those are two different things. Most of mine is like, you know, Waylon Jennings and Jerry Reed. But anyways, what are you going to do? It turned out we really got lucky. Actually, Monty Mills played at our wedding, so we didn't have to worry about it. It was a wonderful day.
Okay, so you like the outlaw movement, the so-called outlaw movement.
You know something? When I was growing up, I listened to country and western music, but mostly it was like Charlie Daniels. And, you know, it was really good stuff. It wasn't, quote, traditional country, unquote, but I always thought it was. And then I got hooked on the Allman Brothers and Molly Hatchet and things like that and kind of evolved that way. I always thought that was country music.
All right, so you wouldn't go back as far as the, you know, regarding your taste of, you know, somebody like Farron Young or Conway?
Farron Young, yes. Conway, not so much.
Okay, well.
Anyways, what I called today was about the bike paths, and I know you've been talking about that all the time. You know, for way less than $30 million, they could just make, what is that, Templeton Road that goes from Vineyard all the way down to Highway 41. Just buy whatever property you need and make a 10-foot-wide bike path. And then do the same thing out Vineyard, out to El Pomar, all the way to Cripple Creek Road. And encourage all the cyclists to stay off Highway 41 and use those bike paths.
Okay. Now, I'm assuming you're being somewhat facetious because
go ahead.
At the point, why even spend the money? Why do we have, and I don't care if it's bicyclists or not, why do we have to make something for somebody to make it more convenient for them? We don't have the money.
Okay, I'm with you there, and I understand, but, you know, this $30 million for a mile between Templeton and Atascadero is kind of ridiculous.
Kinda.
Yeah, I mean, you could make 30 miles of regular bike path for less than that. So,
well,
anyways, that's just an economic thing.
I think it's indicative of a problem we've had for a long time. One is politicians can't say no. The other is that, you know what, folks? If you live in Atascadero and you want to get to Paso Robles by bike, we're not paying for it. Okay?
Yeah.
We're not, you know, I don't know if you were listening last hour, were you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, off and on, and didn't hear every word, but go ahead.
All right, so when I want to ride in Atascadero, I drive my truck to Atascadero.
Yeah.
I don't expect somebody to, the taxpayers, to fund my convenience or my likes simply because I want to ride my bike to Atascadero. I will go there in my truck, take it out of the back, and do what I need to do. No money spent by the taxpayers.
Okay, well, this is okay. Just to give you an example of what a lot of people get upset about, and I'm sure you've heard this. Yesterday, I was driving in on going west on El Pomar towards Templeton, and came across a bunch of bicycles and probably 15 cars backed up behind them. because they, you know, it's a windy part of the road and they couldn't get around. So you have all of these cyclists, probably like 25 of them. And my question has always been, when they have an event out here in Creston, they have the signs up like 3 days before, cycling event this Saturday. Well, what constitutes a cycling event? Because, you know, when I was cycling, I was by myself most of the time, and I just kind of got over to the side as best I could. It worked. Why do you have to have 50 people in a group and not then, but then again, not call it a cycling event?
I don't know how that works, and I'm like you. I always ride by myself. I don't want to be with anybody.
That, you can't. I mean, what's the point of being with somebody? You can't talk to them, not if you're really cycling.
Well, you know, okay, so, you know, there are people that have need to be around others, but I don't know how that works because, you know, one of the reasons why I like to cycle is it kind of clears my head. So in that way, that's why I don't like having anybody with me. I have nothing in my ears. I'm just taking in the scenery and the sounds, particularly of vehicles that may be coming because it's safety and so forth. But I just want I just want to get away. Don't want to hear any, you know. Well, that's I don't know. But, you know, I go back to the serious bike riders are not going to go on these what I call the homogenized paths. You don't see the serious folks riding on bike lanes up and down Spring Street or El Camino Real. They may use it to get to a point to get out of town to go on the, you know, the different roads and so forth. But, you know.
Okay, have you heard the deal about why a lot of the roads, especially in the Los Angeles area, haven't been repaved even though they need it? It's because of a state law or a county law saying that when they do repave it next time, they have to get rid of a lane of traffic and create a bike path, pedestrian path in one of the traffic lanes. So they've gotten around that by just not repaving the roads.
Well, I can't think of a city that would be safer to have bike lanes in Los Angeles.
Could you imagine? I mean, this is okay. Could you imagine? I mean, you've been down there enough times. I mean, what if you lived in Studio City or Glendale and had to get to Burbank? You know, we don't do that here in America. We just don't ride our bikes 25 miles to get to work.
Well, the powers that be think we do.
Well, maybe they would like us to do that, but that's going to be a couple generations away. You know, we're kind of a place where people expect to get to work and, you know, freshly groomed and, you know, just sit behind a desk and not be just pouring sweat. And, you know, anyways, like I said, we have a little different lifestyle here.
Well, we do. But I'd be willing to bet that the powers that be that want to encourage, quote unquote, force us into that, they aren't riding their bikes to work, are they?
No, they're not. In fact, a lot of them don't look like they could hardly walk across the street, let alone ride a bike 20 miles.
It's just funny. I've noticed that as well. I just...
You know, what are you going to do? It's like the whole thing I hear about, you know, the people that want us to ride our bikes have no problem flying their private jets to tell people around the world we should ride our bikes. So...
Well, of course, the leaders aren't included. I mean, because we're the sheep, so we need to have leaders like that.
Yeah, and we're the reason the environment's in the mess it's in, supposedly, because we drive our cars.
Yep. That's it.
So,
all right.
All right. Hey, Kevin, man, I did keep doing what you're doing. Talk to you later.
All right, bye. Let's see here on the text. Was Supervisor John Pashong in favor of this path, Templeton to Atascadero? I don't know. I could not listen to the, unfortunately, I couldn't listen to the show yesterday, so I don't know if he was. I'm assuming no, but I don't want to speak for him. All righty, let's see here. On the text, I have lived out in Carissa Plains since 2018. In that time, I've had 5 near head-on collisions with people passing bikes and in my lane or trying to move over to not hit a biker and ending up in each other's lane. It's totally legal because I called CHP. Freeway is much wider on the shoulder. Why can't they ride there? glad I'm in my car, not on a bike. Well, again, I'll go back to it. It's the it's the scenery. I mean, you know, ride your bike up and down 101 or on 5. I mean, there's nothing pretty about that. So the people are going to go on the roads out in areas like Carissa Plains or in Ranchita Canyon or the back roads in Templeton, elsewhere. That's what they do. That's what they do. So that's you're not going to get them to do that, to ride their bikes on the highway. They don't want to do it. I wouldn't. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Hey, I got I know back to the Monterey County water. I know that some people called in yesterday, and I couldn't call back. I couldn't call in, but anyway, you know, just up past I don't want to indicate where, but up past your place, about I would say half a mile, three quarters of a mile. If you look on the side of the road to the right as you're driving out, Monterey County about 8 months to a year ago put a monitoring well there. It's a pretty big monitoring well. It's hard to see right now because the grass is so high, but it's a yellow head, and it's kind of it. Monterey County did do it because it's right. If somebody went off the road, and yeah, they would run into it, because there's no way a landowner would be allowed to put it that close to the road.
Is that just past Frederick?
I don't know that, but let's see. No, it's right on the right off the Ranchita Canyon Road, I don't know the other cross street, but. You know, Monterey County, they're kind of approaching this whole water thing probably no different than San Luis Obispo County. We do have lots in Monterey County, which is in southern Monterey County. And last year, Monterey was charging $12.30 an acre, and they dictated, they do it along the Salinas Valley, where all the produce is and where there's big wells and they're pumping. They're charging $12.38 or over $12 an acre for just to pump water. It's a fee. Well, that boiled over to dry land farming and grazing. And it was appealed, and, you know, we won it. But, you know, when you have 1,000 acres, you know, you throw that on your tax bill, that's quite a bit of money.
That is. And that amount will never go down.
No, and to me, it's just unconstitutional to throw these fees on everything. Everything's a fee, you know. It's disturbing. But, you know, these people vote, and what goes through their mind when they're at the ballot box, but it's sickening that people don't educate themselves and figure it out.
Well, you know, again,
then they complain.
Has just boggled my mind for so many years is that people are constantly complaining about money, and they keep voting in people who take more money from them. I get redundant with it, but I cannot comprehend that.
No, I know. I just got back from Arizona. I stopped in Bakersfield and filled up with some gas, and I had to, because the car I was driving, I had to get mid grade. I paid $6.19. That same gas at the same pilot station down in Arizona, it was $2 cheaper. And everybody wants to blame big oil. Everybody wants to blame, you know. The only thing you can blame is the state of California for that's the difference.
Right.
The government versus that, that's the difference. And people just don't understand it.
Well,
I've traveled all over the United States. I've seen it. And you go to a Chevron station in California, you go to a Chevron station in North Carolina. You know, it's $3 cheaper. And do you think Chevron... Chevron just trucks it out. They're going to pay the same wherever.
or get charged, you know, pretty much within reason, depending on the trucking. But it's just these people just don't, they don't have a clue why they're, you know.
Well, again, you have the same political mindset that, you know, they vilify the oil companies. But again, I think on two sides regarding the public not being educated, one is through the politicians and just in general, that when you look at the profit margin of an oil company compared to these high-tech companies, there's no comparison. There's no comparison at all. The oil companies, their profit margin is very, very slim.
No, I know. I know. So, and with more regulation, I don't know. It's kind of scary. Like, you know, I just got back. I had to go get diesel, and what we're spending for diesel and gas, it's kind of scary because it's not sustainable. You know, to go spend, you know, $300 to fill up a pickup.
Yeah. Yep.
But
well.
But anyway, if you get a chance, you know, if you drive up there, you'll see it. But you know, and they did it. I mean, it was so close to the road when they were doing it. So
okay.
Anyway.
All right. I'll be out because I'll be out that way this Saturday, I think.
Okay. All right.
Take care.
Bye.
On the text, Kevin, do you remember when a path was needed or a school needed a renovated playground? The community donated time, equipment, and funds to accomplish it. They didn't expect government to fund it and do it. What changed? Selfishness and greed and the promises from your elected politicians who care about you, supposedly. Kevin, the city has changed Vine Street to 25 miles per hour. Maybe it's already been announced. Well, we knew it was coming. Because the 25, obviously, on Spring Street changed, I think, 2 years ago. And they did change, they have the sign changed up there at the bridge in San Miguel for 30 miles an hour when you're coming off the bridge going towards Mission Street. So that used to be 35, it's now 30. And then when you get on, you know, because you have that four-way stop sign now there, when you get onto Mission Street, that is 25 for a while, and then it goes, there's a sign past the Mission there, 35, et cetera, et cetera. 25 miles per hour on Vine Street. Well, because of all the bumps, it's Vine Street's kind of a pain in the neck to drive anyway. So, to each his own. But remember, Barney's going to be out there looking for you. So, don't mess around. Don't mess around. All right, let's see here. We have anything quickly on today in history. Taco Bell buys the Liberty Bell. That was part of an April Fool's Day joke. They took out ads in seven leading fish wraps around the country announcing they had purchased the Liberty Bell and they were going to rename it the Taco Liberty Bell. Okay, so ha ha ha, fun on April Fool's Day. I don't remember that. I don't know, but that's, you know, it's kind of funny. All right, we are done for this Wednesday edition here on the Right Choice.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The Georgia Brand PTO is inviting the community for its second annual silent auction, Friday, April 17th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Studios in the Park. Included will be refreshments, an open bar, and delicious charcuterie. Tickets and more information are available online. Tickets are just under $18 per guest. A Cal Poly graduate and NASA astronaut will be part of the crew of Artemis II. Victor Glover graduated from Cal Poly in 1999 and eventually became a NASA astronaut in 2013. Artemis II will send astronauts on increasingly difficult missions to explore more of the moon for scientific discovery, testing the spacecraft's life support systems. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, Attorney Chuck Bell will be discussing the SLOCOG attacks could be coming our way, and also other legal issues concerning the county and the state. So enjoy it, and enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
With
the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.